This is episode 441, recorded March 31st, 2017. Packard pokes at, okay, let's talk. Religious pollution, the excuse for prejudice.
What time is it? It's Packard pokes at time. Hat? Check. Shirt? Check. Pants? Optional. Mug? Double check. Check us out at cafepress.com/PackardPokesAt where you can get all this great merchandise and more.
Do you like Packard Pokes At and want to hear it on demand and on the go? Download the free app today at Stitcher.com. Available on iOS, Android, Nook, and iPad.
This is Packard Pokes At, and I'm poking at your news.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome to another fine edition of Packard Pokes At. I am your immutable and unmutable host, Packard Sonic. And joining me from the far west coast is Connie, Practical Magic 9.
Springing into the room here.
Yes.
It's supposed to be warming up, so.
Yeah, hopefully. If Wisconsin or thought it's supposed to warm up and stops fucking snowing every other day or so. Just fucking bizarre weather. Just bizarre weather.
In Chicago, it's 30 today. It's going to be 55 tomorrow.
Yeah. It's supposed to be tomorrow. Well, it's supposed to be highs in the tomorrow and in the next few days. But the lows, it's supposed to get snow up here. It was like, I don't even know anymore. The weather just keeps getting me confused. And joining us from the south of me and from the ill that is Illinois, that is Tom, your friendly neighborhood atheist.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah. I was afraid you weren't going to be able to join us.
No, I was here. I've been waiting for like 10 minutes, but Google was denying me access.
Oh,
it was saying, cannot connect. Oh. Why? Hey. Just connect. What's wrong with you?
Google is evil. Evil, I tell you. So.
Google was saying, you don't want to go there. We're trying to warn you.
Yeah,
I don't want to go.
And joining us also from the far east coast is the Atheist Ranger.
Hello, everyone.
Yes, and we have a guest host in our chat room. That is Matt Gilman, I believe.
Gilmore.
I had the Matt right.
Yep.
Guest host. He's joining us. The chat is open. I put a call out for everybody that if you want to join us, you're more than welcome to. So if you're part of the communities or the groups that I've sent out to, please join us.
I'm also from Illinois, too. So.
Oh, that's right. You are. You're also from the ill that is Illinois.
Yep. Chicago area.
Yeah.
So you're all going to have a slumber party later, I guess. Huh?
So are you north side or south side?
I live in the southwest side of the city.
Well, I'm in Oaklawn.
So am I.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He lives right next. He lives right across the street from you, Tom.
That's another meetup.
Wait a minute.
I live near Brother Rice High School, actually. So
I don't know who that is. I'm like a couple blocks away from, or not. Well, I'm halfway between Simmons Junior High and the Oak Lawn High School.
Okay.
Okay. You're not too far. Well, let's. We only have half an hour. We can. Guys, okay. All right, this is okay. Let's talk. And tonight's topic is religious pollution, the excuse for prejudice. Okay, everybody, let's talk. There is a lot of that's going on lately since Trump has gotten into office. A lot of these religious people have thought, hey, this is our time to really stick it to everybody else for whatever reason, because we have a belief and we want to make sure that everybody knows it and they have to follow our stupid rules. No matter what, and this has got to come to an end. One of the things is down in Texas, they are starting to push forward a lot of very highly controversial anti-LGBTQ bills down there. They're trying to push this stuff in there left and right, trying to keep people from using the bathroom that they want to, and saying that, hey, if you have a religious objection to something, you can say, it's my religious freedom, and I reject that you to be in my establishment or whatever based on my religious beliefs. They don't realize that with this, them doing this, they could use this for anything. A couple could come into their restaurant or their bakery or whatever it is. And we all know about the bakery shit. if they could come in and say, hey, we want the cake, or we want to get served for dinner, say, hey, are you two married? No. Well, then against my religious beliefs, you can't be together unless you're married. So you got to leave my establishment. This is going to cost them so much money based on this. They don't even realize they're going to discriminate against pretty much anybody they want to. And they could just say, my religious belief. Comments.
It's the American way. No.
What a bunch of bullshit.
It is. It really is.
Yes. Yes.
I don't know that they don't realize it. I just don't think they understand the implications.
I don't care.
I mean, they get the church going, this is how it should be. This is good. This is a good thing. This is what you want. And they're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. They don't realize they can use this, or maybe they do realize it. They can also use this to discriminate against people of a different race or whatever, too. This kind of activity has also been used in places like Mississippi to keep black people and white people from getting married to each other.
It's the freedom to discriminate.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, North Carolina last year, they were, famously were to do away, they have legislation about bathroom bills. Yeah. And a group has looked at that and studied it and said, because it has real economic effects. There's businesses that we're going to build plants there, and they're not anymore. And there's venues for singers and concerts and whatnot that they said, yeah, we're not going to go there.
No, the economic impact was huge there. There was a ton of things that pulled out.
Yep.
Yes.
It's going to cost them over $12 billion. No, I'm sorry. Cost them over $3.76 billion over 12 years. I kind of like the pushback that these companies can give them, because it really shows that they're who their God really is. It's money.
Yes.
But the fact is, I hate the fact that they had to go this route to show them that the fact is that we had to pull money away from them for them to do the right thing. I was talking about somebody about this a while back. When this all happened, it's like, and it feels kind of dirty in a way, because we have to use money to get people to do the right thing.
Who that's going to harm in the long run, right? Are the people who can least afford to have their finances impacted. The state is divided. It's not that it's entirely GOP, but it's just like they're just under. It's like 40%, I think, are Democrat. And a lot of people don't, I don't know. The innocent people usually suffer in these things, I guess. Well, yeah, it doesn't make it right.
And that's the biggest part, is it's the people who voted the government in power that suffer for it. And they're like, what happened?
Yeah, like, they sit there scratching in like, well, why? We're not getting that money. I wonder why. You think it has anything to do with that bathroom bill we passed? Nah, that can't be it.
Well, that's the thing, is the population that voted in. It's the people they voted for that voted in.
Right.
And the people who, a lot of the, voting public didn't necessarily agree with it. But they're so blinded by just the hatred. Bullshit that they're told. Well, it's not even hatred. It's just ignorance.
Well, I think it's hatred and ignorance. I think it's a combination.
It's both.
It's fear. Both.
Yeah.
Let me tell you all something here, okay? If you have a penis, you're a man, okay?
Well, I so want to go to North Carolina and go into the girls' room and say, well, the law says I got to use this one.
Oh.
I wasn't born this way, but that's where I am now. But the law says I got to go the way I was born. So, what are you going to do?
Yeah.
I also find it funny that the people who support these fucking anti-LGBT bills are the one who claim not only to have the moral high ground with us atheists, but also claim to be more compassionate.
Yeah. I don't have it pulled up here, but I remember there was a story recently, just in the last few months, that some lady was in the bathroom, a person who was transgender was in the bathroom using it, and this lady peeked underneath the bathroom stall to see, hey, do you have the right equipment to be in here? I'm like, holy shit. Get the fuck out. Don't be doing that shit. You don't have any fucking right to bust an
invasion under- an invasion of privacy like that.
That's a major invasion of privacy.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
So I think that should have been a call.
Yeah.
I think there was a story last year where I want to say like November or December of 2016, there was a story that some police officer, well no, not police officer, some random civilian tried to pull a woman out of a bathroom. She was a lesbian and she was kind of manly looking, I guess. And
I heard about that. Yeah.
Yeah, I heard out of that. She's like, "What are you doing? I'm a woman."
Yeah. Yeah, I remember hearing about that one. Yeah, and they had the cops were called and they tried to arrest her. It's like, "I'm a female. I'm trying to use the female bathroom."
And everyone focuses on the women's room, and everyone's going, "Oh, you don't want some guy dressed as a woman coming there and attacking your daughters." When the majority of attacks that happen in bathrooms are in the boys' room, from old men and attacking young boys.
Yeah, the pedophiles.
That's the Catholic priests.
Yeah, the Catholic priests. They should have a sign on the door that says "No Catholic priests" or "No priests of any kind."
Or no subway workers.
Yeah, that's no subway workers. Especially if their name is Jared.
Exactly.
Another place where religious freedom is going a little bit over the edge, or religious, I wouldn't say religious freedom. This is something that was picked up by the Quiet Atheist. And I saw this also, and Connie had mentioned it to me, that a mentor from a Big Brothers and Big Sisters program had taken this child who had autism or some kind of mental problem. And they decided to get that child baptized without the parents' permission. And the parents didn't know about this. And the kid is having nightmares because of being baptized. Because they don't just sprinkle water. These are Baptists. They believe in full immersion.
Yeah.
This is
in Ohio.
Yeah, from Ohio, from last September.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Yeah. Actually, it was from last September. It was just a recent story on Hemant Mehta.
From the Friendly Atheist. Now, what's really sad here is that the Boys and Girls Club, or the whatever it was, unlikely to have any criminal charges held up against them, but it's still possible they could go after the Christian Church, the Morning Star Friends Church in Chardon. So the pastor, he could possibly be sued, I guess, you know, or at least, you know, I think these people should be arrested for forcibly baptizing him, pushing him underwater since the incident. V had suffered anxiety and extreme emotional distress. So yeah, they've violated this child's rights and their constitutional rights, because this child didn't say, "Hey, I want to be baptized." They just said, "Hey, we're just going to baptize you because we think we can do this shit and get away with it."
And he was autistic, you said?
Yeah, I think so. I think he was also autistic. Yeah.
Well,
yeah. As I'm assuming the only adult with mild form of autism here. Funny thing about us autistic people, we don't do well with crowds, and we damn sure don't respond well to fucking strangers touching us, and we damn sure don't respond well to strangers pulling us in water. Just FYI.
Yeah. Yeah.
We will freak the fuck out.
That's why you pushed your hand against me when I tried to hug you that other day there.
Right? I know. I'm sorry. It takes me a while to get used to people.
I'll remember that next time. But yeah, no, this is bullshit that they had no right to do this, and especially without the parents' permission.
Yeah, especially with a mental disability.
Yes, absolutely.
That's even more fucking worse.
Yes.
Again, you're lucky that wasn't fucking my kid. I'd be coming down with a fucking baseball bat.
Yeah. Oh yeah, absolutely. I probably would have done the same thing. I said, "Hey, you guys are going down. We're gonna play some batter up, and your guys are gonna be the ball."
Yep. Especially that little swimming hole of yours.
Oh yeah, exactly. You guys are gonna find out what it's like to float.
Well, I'm sure they asked him if he'd accepted Jesus, right? That makes it okay. God.
Yeah, he probably didn't even know what was going on. It's like, no. You know,
if he was autistic, maybe not, you know, depending on how bad his autism was.
Right.
And also, you know, his age too. I don't know how old the child was, but
he was, let's see here. I think
11,
11, 10 years old, 10, yeah. 11 years old.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So a 10-year-old autistic child isn't really going to, you know, depending on how bad their autism is,
right,
they're not going to understand that.
Right.
And they should have gotten permission from the parents before they did all that.
Yeah, it turns out it was their son's mentor that did this. So,
yeah. Oh heck, I wouldn't have understood that at that age either.
Yeah, they don't understand at that age. They don't understand, and like everybody else has been saying here, with the mental disability, that's even another strike against them too. I mean, far as understanding is anyway.
Like all things religious, they justify the means. What is it? The
means out there.
The ends justify the means.
Yes. Yeah. They think, "Oh, we're saving his soul. It doesn't matter if he's traumatized for the rest of his life."
Yeah.
At least he's safe.
He's going to heaven. Yeah, he's going to heaven now.
So they think. That's just horrible. That's just fucking horrible.
While we are poking at your news, you can poke us at Facebook and Twitter, or poke us with an email at ppapodcast@gmail.com, or leave us a message at 662-709-PPAP. Join us live on YouTube/PackardPokeSet on Friday nights at 9 p.m. Central Time. Be part of the conversation by live chatting with us during the show. Enjoy the show? Help support us by becoming a monthly patron at patreon.com/PackardPokeSet, or look awesome by buying something at cafepress.com/PackardPokeSet. No money, no problem. You can help us by sharing the show with friends and rate us on iTunes and Stitcher. For everyone that shares and rates us, you kick ass.
Another one here that's come to my attention, I added to the Dropbox the other day. A judge down in Texas, before he opens up his before he opens up the courtroom, he has a prayer. And one of the people who brought filed a complaint against him happens to be a Christian. And her objection is, I don't like someone telling me when I should pray and what to believe. Huh. Does that sound not familiar?
That's weird.
Yeah, right? Now, as it says here, we understand that in August you opened up one of your court sessions with a Christian prayer. We believe this is a regular practice in your courtroom. A concerned Montgomery County resident who had business before you contacted us to report that after you had entered the courtroom, you'd stated, we are going to say a prayer. If any of you are offended by that, you can leave into the hallway and your case will not be affected. Yeah, bullshit. You get a judge up there and you say, yeah, judge, I'm an atheist or I'm some other religion, any other religion. I'm going to go out in the hallway and when I come back in after your prayer is done, we'll wait. And you think he's going to rule in your favor? Fuck no, he's already showing bias. Anyway, the thing here continues, says, after that announcement, we understood that you introduced a pastor who read from the Bible for more than 5 minutes. Holy shit. I got to tell you something. We do another podcast on this show it's a secondary podcast, The Atheist, the Bible, No Wardrobe. We read that for a long time at a crack, but we're doing it because we want to. We're not saying, hey, if you don't want to listen to this, you can step outside. If you don't want to listen to that show, you don't have to. There's no one going to force you to do it, but we're not presiding over the top of you in order to make you listen to anything like that. We have no power over you in any way, shape, or form. This judge has all the power, as it were. It continues on. While the pastor was reading, our complaint says, I felt that the judge was watching for reactions from the courtroom, bowed heads, indifference, etc. I definitely felt that our case would be affected by our reactions to reading the Bible. Our complaint further says, once the Bible reading was over, we were then asked to bow our heads and pray. I was very uncomfortable and certainly felt that I was being coerced into following this ritual and that the outcome of my case depended upon my body language. That's bullshit. This judge has been told, don't do this. He still continues to do it. He should be recused and all his cases should be set aside and rejudged.
I agree.
Just real quick here, the guy's name is Judge Mackey down in Texas there.
Oh, what a shock.
Yeah.
I was going to say, can you fucking imagine if this was a Muslim judge? Oh, my God. That would be like head news on Fox News.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, absolutely. I would love to. Actually, I would like it if a Muslim judge would do this just to prove a point. Just do it. Just do it once. Just do it once.
Yes,
just once. I'm not asking for a Muslim to do this constantly because you'd be in violation of the law, the Establishment Clause, but just do it once, just to prove a point. Because if he does it, then you can't say that the religious person who's Christian, the other Christian person, can do it either. Anyway,
have a voodoo. I'm sorry, what do you call them?
Voodoo dolls.
No, not the voodoo doll, the religious leader in voodoo. I can't remember what they're called, but have them perform a ceremony. Yeah. Watch heads explode.
Yeah. Anyway, this was in Montgomery County, Texas.
Okay. Wow.
By the way, there's a voodoo doll.
Yeah. This is, once again, further proof we need to give Texas back to Mexico.
Further proof that I don't think you Mexico wants Texas anywhere.
Well, too fucking bad.
They'll make us pay for it.
Yeah, we're going to make you pay for we're going to give Texas back? No, we're going to make you pay to give us back. You know, You can't give us enough money to bribe us for this shit.
Oh, God. It's not the only place. I mean, there's anti-LGBT laws that have popped up all across America, Alabama, Georgia, South Dakota, and Tennessee. And all of those are in with regards to adoption laws.
Yeah.
Preventing, and again, under the guise of an issue of religious freedom, so if an adoption agency wants to deny parenting to an LGBTQ couple, they cannot be prosecuted. And I just read today, this dropped yesterday, no, 2 days ago, there's a triple whammy of discriminatory bills being addressed this week that will decide the fate of trans folk across the state of Arkansas. If House Bill 1986, House Bill 1894, and Senate Bill 774 all pass, the legality of leaving one's house while trans may become a distant memory. They would allow cis citizens to file indecent exposure lawsuits to trans men and women using public bathrooms. And it would also extend to top surgery for trans men, somehow turning a masculine chest into a sexual organ, quote unquote.
What?
A prison sentence.
What the hell?
A prison sentence for having boobs, yes. A prison sentence and a fine with accompanying charge, making it expensive and illegal for any post-op trans man to go to the beach, the gym, or even out on their own lawn. I did put a link for this on the Google Plus. SB 774 takes it a step further by prohibiting trans folk from using the bathroom of their choice in public, echoing North Carolina's bill. But the most insidious is HB 1894. Which prohibits trans folks from legally changing their gender mark on their license.
Oh, Christ.
Yeah. Thank you, Arkansas. So you can't be trans and live in Arkansas.
They're trying to make just being who you are illegal. That's fucking bullshit.
Yeah, that's unbelievable. That just, yeah. Oh, man.
It is.
I'm pretty sure.
It really is.
That would not pass in any fucking measurable fucking sense.
That can't
was unconstitutional.
No, they can't.
And most of these laws that they're trying to pass, they're just going to end up shooting themselves in the foot.
Yeah, I think so, too.
Well, I hope. Except for the fact that in a game of chess, politically, the GOP has managed to get their pawn in across the board. And I don't know who's worse, actually. You know, we talk about impeaching Trump. But Pence is all on board with all this shit.
Of course he is.
Because he passed a law in his state of Indiana.
Yes, he did.
Yeah. Yes, he did. And it's really frightening to me. I'm like, I don't know. Maybe we need to get rid of.
We need to have a separation of. We need to get the separation of religion and government.
Go ahead. Yeah. Go ahead. Yeah,
but you got this judge in Texas who's praying in his courtroom. I mean, that's definitely not a separation of church and state.
That's definitely. The separation of religion, absolutely not.
It's ridiculous.
I've been tempted to go to the meeting councils here, but if I knew when they were going to take place, and if I had the time, see if they are opening up with religious invocations or not, and then start making complaints. But I don't have that kind of time or money, unfortunately.
Well, that's because most of the GOP, and especially the religious GOP, think that the wall of separation of church and state is just a one way wall.
Yeah, they think it's like a two-way mirror. You know, it's like I can see you, but you can't see me. So I can impose my rules on you, but you can't, fight back against them.
Yeah,
and they've got the religious backing. That's how a lot of these laws get passed, because of the religious backing.
Yeah, yes. Absolutely. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Well,
yeah,
there's religious people in the Democratic Party also. A lot of not everybody's secular.
Right.
No, but if you have the religious backing, a lot of these politicians have the religious backing to pass these laws. And of course they're getting paid off, of course.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so that's what happens. you know.
I think the only way we're going to get rid of this thing is if we actually start putting the rules into effect. I mean, actually supporting the laws that say, hey, keep your religion out of our governments, period. If you have a rule that you want to put in that's based on your religion or your religious beliefs, you don't get to put it forth.
It's not constitutional, but there again, that's where the state, you know, the state and the federal are fighting each other. That's where you have these pockets like Oklahoma and Arkansas and Alabama and Texas, these states that want to say, yeah, well, this is our sovereign right. You know, we can have these laws here. And by the time you drag them into this, you know, the Supreme Court, say it's not constitutional, how much harm has been done in the year, 2 years that people have suffered?
Yeah, that's true.
These draconian laws. It's,
yeah,
we need to set that
standard. Yeah, the Hobby Lobby decision really set everything back with that stupid fucking decision.
Yeah.
Yes, it did. It really did.
What was the Hobby Lobby thing?
That's where they allowed a business to say, yeah, we can't, we have a problem with people getting birth control.
Basically, let's a corporation be a have religious freedom.
Yeah.
Because a corporation is a person.
I'm really not equipped to answer such questions.
I know that wasn't
Thank
my
you,
phone.
Siri.
Wasn't mine.
I know that wasn't my phone. My phone. My phone is being repaired, replaced, whatever. So, well, we do have to get out of here. I want to thank Atheist Ranger.
Yes.
Connie, Practical Magic 9, Tom, our friendly neighborhood atheist, and our guest host, Matt Gilmore.
Gilmore.
Sorry. I terrible remembering names. In fact, I remember it was Matt. You've got to give me bonus credits for that. So,
no problem.
We'll be back on at next week at 5 o'clock at our on this channel at 5 p.m. Central Time for our midweek show. And if you're on iTunes, you can or Stitcher, you can download the staff meeting from there. You can find out what we're going to be talking about or what we're going to be doing for the shows. Then be sure to subscribe on iTunes or wherever, you know, wherever podcasts are sold. And don't forget to donate over at Patreon. If you're so inclined and you like the show, please donate a couple dollars. That'd be great. Help keeps my lights on anyway, or at least attempts to anyway. So, all right. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night. And that's a wrap.